Well, in Tennessee, hospitals are caring for more COVID patients than ever, stretching beyond capacity as elsewhere. ICUs are feeling it the most, filled almost entirely with unvaccinated patients, many of whom are filled with regret. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville reports.
It's a struggle for Joe Gammon to talk right now. Lying in his ICU bed at an Ascension hospital in Nashville, he uses a suction tube to clear his own throat. Even dislodging some phlegm has become a struggle.
I would have known 6 months ago that this could be possible. This would have been a no-brainer. But I honestly didn't think that I was at any risk.
Gammon is a 45-year-old father of six from Middle Tennessee. He's a truck driver who says he listens to a lot of conservative talk radio and the daily diatribes downplaying the pandemic and promoting personal freedom were enough to dissuade him from vaccination. But he's a convert now, and he's thankful he didn't get anyone else so sick they're in an ICU like he is.
Just to say no is irresponsible because it might not necessarily affect you. What if it affected your spouse or your child? You wouldn't want that. And you sure wouldn't want that on your heart.
Gammon's still fighting for his life. He has thick tubes running out a hole in his neck, pumping blood through an ECMO machine to be oxygenated since his lungs are too damaged from COVID. This ICU is only treating COVID patients. And that fact should be pretty convincing to vaccine holdouts, says critical care nurse Angie Giesewicz.
We don't have people in the hospital suffering horrible reactions to the vaccine.
If all the patients on this hall could talk, Giesewicz says they'd say something like, "Learn from my mistake." She recalls an elderly woman who'd wave at the nurses from her sealed room, desperate for anyone to talk to.
Well, the first day I took care of her, she said, "I guess I should have taken that vaccine." And I said, "Well, yeah, honey, probably, but we're here where we are now, and let's just do what we can for you."
That woman, like so many who didn't take the vaccine, never recovered. She died at this hospital, which is now averaging more than one COVID death every day. For Here and Now, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.